We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Stick Talk. This is the episode where I get canceled. No cap, man.
Oh, God, canceled?
Hey, I'm going full send, man. I'm sick of the internet. I'm sick of FIFA 22. I'm sick of EA Sports. I'm getting canceled on this one, bucko.
Ratio and fucking you're washed and everything else that normally goes with stuff, bro. Come on.
Starting off this episode by saying y'all fell off, plus ratio, plus I didn't ask, and I don't really care. What's up to everybody listening on Spotify, Apple Music? What's up to everybody watching on Twitch? If you're watching on Twitch, you're seeing my sexy drip. I know y'all see it, right?
I'm not going to lie. I was going to say something. I didn't know if I could, man. That's drip, actually
bro.
Fire.
SpongeBob, bro, on a passport. Stop playing bro.
You know what's crazy right now, though?
Tell me.
You never even watched the show.
SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Nah, that's the real. We're in cancel culture because of SpongeBob. We're literally in cancel culture because of SpongeBob kids. Now we're here. Kid, did you used to watch SpongeBob?
Bro, all the time. You're weird.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Stick Talk. To the left of me, to the right of me is my brother from actual real mother. That's actually my brother. You could tell because we're both fat.
Wow, what the fuck?
I told you, genetic, I'm going in this one. I'm going in this one, bucko. I'm going full send. To the left of me is Kim Amito, aka the biggest Canelo fan on the universe.
Oh God,
definitely not, bro. Not
Chicago,
at all.
Chicago Fire legend. MLS beastly and feastly player. The men's accomplished it all. Mm. Tell us.
What were we telling you?
You want to say anything?
Tell you what. Everything
I said. Hey, listen. Tell
what he's done already.
Hey, listen, man. So we are here, right? Kim Amito just signed brand new re-up with Chicago Fire. What's up, Doge? My Doge just ran in here. Listen, man. So you just signed with Chicago Fire. Congratulations. Chicago Fire is one of the first esports team to sign a female, right? Yeah, I think that's real news. And then you also got your teammate Hectic Jukes. Shout out to Hectic Jukes. And yeah, man, Chicago's looking good. Y'all got a squad, not better than Complexity. My squad's more better.
We'll see about that, bro.
And yeah, man. Hey, before we kick off this episode, man, I want to give a few shout-outs. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to Prediction. That always helps us put these shows together, man. Prediction, thank you so much for that. I also want to give a big shout-out to my management group, Justin. And Justin, I know y'all listening right now. Justin, to you, yes, my Wizards lost last night, but Kuzma just got unlucky. For everybody else listening around the world, welcome to Stick Talk, man. If you don't follow us already and you don't show us love on Apple Music and Stick Talk, on Apple Music, Spotify, you fell off plus ratio and we don't care. Please drop a like, okay? Please just do what you got to do to get us up there. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to be the number one podcast in the world, like Impulsive. Is he even the number one podcast? I'm pretty sure it's Joe Rogan.
It's probably Joe Rogan.
Joe's a good podcast.
He kind of falls off too, though, and he says some weird shit sometimes, but let's not get into all that stuff, bro.
He does say weird stuff sometimes?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Does
like,
you think the earth is flat?
No, I don't know. He's not a flat earther, but like there's other stuff. You know what I mean? Okay.
Anyways, man, welcome back. Before we jump into the Kim Amito conversation and FIFA 22 and all that stuff, I want to give a huge shout out to IP Vanish. Now, listen, this is a big one, bro, because kid, you watch the NBA?
Yeah,
I do. Nice, man. NFL season's underway. I think we're into like game seven or eight going in now. I think it's seven.
We're going to week eight.
Yeah, week eight? Okay, we're going into week eight. The NBA just kicked off. And listen, if you're like me, man, you might travel a lot. And when I travel to other places, for example, this week I was in Texas. You know what I'm saying? They live different down there. Let me tell you about that. We ordered some food and their sides were as big as, I never seen nothing like this. I got to tell you, Jay, I haven't even talked to you, bro, but I went to Texas. I'll tell you in a minute, man. We're down in Texas and you know how I had to watch my Wizards? You got to use something like IP Vanish. You know why? Because tell there's blackouts and there's, what do they call them? Not blackouts. They call it,
regional?
Is it? Nah, something off the market. It's something off the market or out of your market. It's something like that. But anyways, if you want to watch your local team and you're traveling and you can't because they block your games, there's no problem. IP Vanish, man. It's a safe thing on the internet. It keeps you safe. And you can watch games and anything that's restricting your area is no longer restricted. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure to check out IP Vanish, man. Go to IPVanish.com/stick. Claim your 65% savings, and the annual plan is just $44.99. I feel like that's weird. $44.99.
Yeah, there you go, baby. The way you said that was really weird,
thank
bro.
You. For the first year, with our exclusive discount, this is time to sign up. You know, go sign up, man. Don't fall off. Don't be ratio. Fall off. Don't fall off. Go sign up, man. IP Fetish is the best of the best. Even rated 4.7 out of 5 on Trustpilot, and that's with 6,000 reviews. Remember, it's IPVanish.com/stick to get your deal started today, man. Go do it. I'm telling you, I use them. It's something I use a lot. Couldn't watch my Wizards. Couldn't watch my Washington trash football team.
Listen, they're just going through it. It's a growth. What is it called? A growth spur? A growing period? Something, bro.
They're going through a Brokolona stage. Anyways, y'all, welcome, man. We got the GOAT, Kid Mamito, on it. Before I bring you on, I want to say a few things. This game is dog shit now, man. All right? Oh. And listen, you know what? This game's not dog shit. The internet is dog shit, okay?
Oh, wow.
I'm sick and tired.
You're going full internet right now?
Yo, listen, I'm sick and tired of having to be scared of everything you say. You know what I'm saying? I'm sick of, I'm going to hit you like this, right? This is what I truly believe.
Oh, God.
And kid, I want you to like give, you know, when don't be scared, all right? Oh, maybe, actually.
Yeah, he's trying not to get canceled.
Yeah, don't get canceled. Oh, yeah,
you're feeling away today.
Hey, you gotta be SpongeBob, bro. Listen, you gotta be SpongeBob. Nah, but listen, for real. I feel like cancel culture and EA Sports, right? I think it rides this today. I think like the reason I'm bringing this up, right, is I feel, you know how like content creators move a certain way because we're afraid to say certain things because we might get canceled?
Of course.
Right? That's just the internet we live in now. Ever since the pandemic, it's been way worse. I truly believe...
don't have anything to do.
I truly believe that EA Sports is moving like they could be canceled. But you've seen the Doge in the background? There's a Doge walking around? Yeah. I feel like EA Sports is moving in a way where they're afraid and they're doing everything to cater to people, but they're completely missing how to cater to people. Right? Like, I feel like, you know how like we're like, all right, let me not say this word or that word because I don't want to get canceled. Let me not say this mama joke because this might be the end of my career. I think EA Sports like, oh, we got to move this way. We got to do this. We got to make this patch. We got to do this patch because they're scared of losing players. Right? Dude, we're a month into this game. There's already been 2 patches.
Mm-hmm.
2 patches. People, they didn't even give time for kids to learn how to play this game and they dropped a patch.
Granted, though, Kim Amito over here and you were like, the game sucks. And now this is what we got. Thanks to y'all.
Hold on.
The game sucks. And there you go. You got the game.
Hold on. The game sucked in. The game sucks now. But the difference is, hold on. When I'm saying the game sucks, the game doesn't actually suck. Like, this is a kid, I'm sorry, but this is better than 21. And this guy loved 21, bro. Go on, kid. Go ahead. Defend it.
Nah, I can't, bro. There's 21's miles better. People can say no. People can say yes.
How?
21, you can't, bro. 21, you can actually connect the pass. And this game, if I X pass to someone next to me, the pass goes like 50 miles away. Like,
I agree.
I'm sorry, bro. If I can't X pass, I don't like the game.
I hated 21 for this reason and this reason only. I was on Xbox, and after being on PlayStation for 2 months now, I can now tell that PlayStation runs smoother. And if you could left stick dribble last year, I think last year was a great game. Bitch, you had the left stick dribble. So if you had these FIFA 20, 21, and 22, bro, if you get heavy gameplay, it's over. I 100%. Think we can all agree with that, right? If you get heavy gameplay, the game's done. The game is actually done. Now, we go into 22. Let's not even go back to 21. We go into 22, and these long shots are going in. The game is reminding me of fun FIFAs.
It's so kind of like nine. Listen, don't hate me. 19 wasn't good by any means. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But at least you could have fun with that shit.
Yeah.
There's zero fun in the game now.
Can I say something? Let me say something real quick. 19, right? FIFA 19. As much as everyone says it's the deadest game and it was trash, I've been in this industry for 11 years. I've been doing this shit for 11 years. There has never been a point in FIFA's 11 years that I've been here that a game got more views. 19 was the game that everyone was slaying views. Do you know why? Because when you went to go watch someone's highlight videos of their gameplay, you saw dope goals. You saw long shots from 50 yards out. The shit was fun to watch. You didn't have to watch somebody dribble around for 30 minutes until they shoot the ball. The number two, the drafts were actually valuable. You would go in, people would get icons, people would get dope drafts. People wanted to watch people try to break records on drafts. There was modes that was fun. In this FIFA, we sit around every day praying to God that an SBC drops or we're bored out of our minds.
Look, can I ask, kid, because you said you liked 21 and we just came off that cycle. Yeah. We just came off 21. You like 21 more. Is it only because of the passing or what more did you like from 21 that you're not getting in 22?
I just feel like 22 is way too random, bro. It's like, you seen like the other day, I think I was watching skills and a guy shot like from a dumb angle. And then it hits players back and it goes in. Like, it was pretty far, too. Like, that shouldn't be happening, bro. Like, it just shouldn't be happening.
It's the most RNG FIFA of all time.
Yeah. It's like, I say the same
thing. This is what I think. I think if someone cooks you and hits a 40-yard finesse, but they green it, it should go in because they greened it. And that took skill. And that takes, like, timing. And that actually takes an ability to play the game, right? This whole, like, let me mind you. People need to understand this. When we say 21 was a good game or 22 was a good game, it's when you're comparing it to 20. 21, right? Like 17, 18, and 19. Well, I think 17, 18 were in their own category.
Yeah, right? Those because, are goaded.
Wait,
bro.
were those
bottom, bro? 20.
Yeah, 20s we don't talk about. So 17 and 18 are on the left, and then 21 and 22 are on the right, right? And when you're comparing these new FIFAs to those 18 and 17, bro, forget about it, bro. Forget about it. It's night and day. There's no comparison, bro. It's different games because people can say whatever they want to say. These games have the smallest skill gap of all times. I don't give a shit what anybody says, bro. These skill gaps are tiny. I'm going to tell you why these skill gaps are tiny. These kids get on these games without even knowing how to defend and they could defend pros and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's a huge problem. But I think the biggest problem with this game, and I don't know, y'all can give it to me however you want to give it to me. I've seen a lot of content creators. Shout out to my boy Nepenthes. Shout out to Haber. I love you guys. I know y'all are listening or maybe listening. I've seen them just going crazy on Twitter about how the content sucks. Right? I'm going to keep it a stack with you. I don't care for that. Do y'all care, kid? Do you care?
And no, I'm a gameplay guy.
Me too. Jay, do you care?
I don't care because I like playing the game. Yeah. But as a content, listen, I'm talking about content creation, like just streaming. Let's be real, bro. I stream. I play Rivals. That's all I do. It's dead for that aspect, but I've always been, I'm going to play the game and try to get the best that I can get. You know what I'm trying to say? So content sucks for my job, but I play the game. So it's 50-50 for me because it's my job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So for me, it's going to like, I've been blessed enough to make money on this game, but I never ever think about money or the game. So for me, I don't give a shit about content. I don't care about party bags. I don't care about a content at 1 o'clock. I don't care about none of that. I just want the game to be enjoyable when I turn it on because I'm a fan of Soccer 22, man. I like this game. You know what I mean? I've been playing this game. Why y'all laughing, bro?
They haven't even done it yet. You already changing the name, dog. What are you doing?
Hey, listen, I like Soccer 22. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, EA Sports doesn't want to pay FIFA for their name anymore. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
I mean, to be fair, a billion, bro? That's too much money.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But anyways, for me, I like the game, dude. I remember when I first started streaming on Justin TV.
Hold on, you like the game?
I like gameplay. That's what I like.
Gameplay like in general.
Dude. Like, I like FIFA, bro. That's my shit. You know what I mean? Like, look, in 06.
Are you going to like Soccer 22, though?
Yeah, it's going to be the same exact game. Honestly, I think this is better for EA Sports. I think this is better because now they could take that $1 billion and go make a relationship with the Mexican League or with the MLS or with the Premier League. And they can use this money to get more deals with more countries they don't have and more stadiums in the game. What they've done with Benfica this year, now they'll have money to do with other teams around the world and make sure that people have their stadiums. Because there's somebody in Turkey watching this right now. It's like, yo, why is Galatasaray Stadium not in the game? And I know you're paying because I went 11 years wanting that shit. No, more than 20 years. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So for me, I'm a fan of this game. All right. I love this game. And I know kids like me, bro. I a kid sits in Discord with me at night, and I swear, kid, how many games do I spam, bro?
A lot. Probably like a lot, bro.
I sit here. Like, yeah. I don't know how my girl hasn't divorced me yet, bro. I finish streaming and I sit here playing Lampard Legends ass, who's a straight tryhard sweat. If you hear this, bro, this dude was like 2,500 skill rating or something, bro. This dude just play. I play him every night. I don't play George because he'd be dodging me. George is scared of me. I know George is listening live, so I just have to say he's scared. He'd be dodging, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he light time, work. Bro. Yeah.
Do you be dodging? That's the real question, though.
I never dodge, bro.
How can he dodge? He doesn't play.
That's what I was going to come to.
Like, nah,
how many games a week do you actually play?
Bro, I play. So you know how there's like that limit to like get your max reward to 7 wins?
Yeah.
Ask your brother, bro. I get the max wins and I just sit in Discord and watch him play.
For me,
that is where the problem is. Listen, just hear me out.
On
the content point of view, everybody now in FIFA, okay, man, this generation is, they have to be working towards something. Otherwise, they feel like they're not doing nothing, right? Mm. So it's like, that's where games are in general. You have to, like, there's no motivation to play in Rivals, including myself, bro. I just hit D1. I didn't want to be there. I don't want to get to Elite, bro. Yeah. I don't want to go play up there. Yeah. That's just not where, because that shit, no, that's a different fucking animal, bro.
Yeah.
But you get your 7 wins, I'm like, bro, why am I going to push? Like, what is the reason for me to push? I don't want to be a pro player. I never aspire to be a pro player. Mm. Do I like playing the games? Yeah, but you know what I do, bro? I'm probably going to get, I don't give a win, but I lose. So I don't go up into the next thing. And I think people just getting the wins just to get the rewards, and then they go do whatever else they're doing. I don't even know what else they're doing, bro. I feel like they're playing other games. I don't know
what it is for me. You know where EA got me, and a lot of people are not going to be like this. I'm sick in the head.
Yeah,
you are. No, I'm explain.
Like, I know why.
Ever since I started doing this whole like content stuff, and I don't know if I've ever told anybody this, but I never check my bank account. That's not what I've ever chased. I have this addiction with numbers. And now it's kind of come down now, but I used to chase numbers. Like, hitting 1 million subscribers for me was like this like obsession. Getting a certain amount of likes every day was this obsession. And depending on if we got it or we didn't get it, was my mood setting, right? Like, this is a legit like problem for like people nowadays with social media. I actually think they have like a documentary on this.
They do,
right? Like, this is
like
a thing,
people
right?
just wanting to get likes. The problem is your obsession is wanting to get like push your, like it was YouTube to push the, like a certain amount of numbers. Yeah. And now in FIFA, I know what it is. You see those damn numbers in Elite and you're like, I want to climb those numbers.
I'm addicted to trying to get above 2000 skill rating. And I'm addicted to like, not all of us can be kid and like win with a broken hand.
Yeah. And literally play 7 games and then go play.
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta, I was going to ask kid, cause he would know better than you're on a team too. How does the pro scene work now? Explain it to a nub that's not good enough to be an elite.
Whoa. Before you explain that, can we tell the story, kid, or no?
No, we can't.
Why not?
We'll save that for later.
No, but hold on. Are you embarrassed or are you going to get canceled or you just can't say it?
I'll get canceled.
Well, why would you get canceled?
I can't. Just promise. We can't.
Can I tell the story?
No.
Can I hypothetically tell the story that's not about you?
No.
Bro, please, bro.
No.
Hey, chat. Hey, listen, everyone listening. Kim Amito has a swollen hand. I can't tell you why he has a swollen hand. I just want you, pretty much he was trying something from the Olympics, right? But yo, and now, listen, bro, you have to tell the story, man. People want to know the story, man.
I'll save it for later.
What time is later so I can come back to it?
Oh, Jesus.
At the end.
Anyways, so, you know, now he has this hurt hand. We got to tell the story, man. Tell the story, bro.
We'll say it later. I promise.
All right, so he has this swollen hand, so he can't really play. But you're gifted still because you're still above 2,000. You're still getting 7 wins.
Hold
with
on,
a
bro.
Hand.
You're telling me.
Who said
bro.
I can't play? I can still play.
No, hold on, bro. You have a swollen hand, right, from doing other activities.
Different. Him and Hector Juke are
hold
built
on.
Different. They're built
no,
different.
No, I understand
and
that, bro.
People from Chicago are built different, bro.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, go on.
But
what are you saying?
You're telling me that with a fucked up hand, you can still win games in this game without, like, do you think if it was less, how do I say this? Do you think
I feel like we have to stop this for 1 second, Jay, because people are now saying you're part of the meat Olympics, the beat Olympics. I think you should tell the story because now they're taking it somewhere else with your hand, bro.
Oh, they're not going to expect it when I say it.
Nah, it's a good story. I think it's a great, Jay, do you know the story?
I don't know
the story. He doesn't.
Oh my no God. It's a good, it's a story that like you would tell your grandkids about. It's a great, it's a good story. we'll come back to it. Anyways, yeah, Jay, I'm addicted to these numbers, bro. I'm addicted to getting above 2000. And
you're rare though. Like think about as a collective, like Kim Amito is a pro, right? He's a pro. He does it.
Yeah.
And he plays, and then he plays his numbers and I'm assuming you keep your rating, right? Once your rating drops down, you go in and up the rating, or do you have to play to lose your rating? Because I don't know how it works because I haven't been there.
Once you get your rating, it's like the only way it goes down if you lose or tie to someone that's really low. It's the only way.
So if you
don't want to play, my rating stays for the rest of the.
Do you know your rating right now? And you know your ranking right now?
Yeah, they released a chart. I'm like rank 18 out of like 300 or something.
In the NA?
Yeah.
That's hot. How do you feel about being the 18th best player in the NA?
Not bad.
He didn't have a swollen hand.
Yeah, I thought it would have been top 10.
With a swollen hand?
Yeah.
Hey, you're just not good enough at soccer 22 yet, bucko. You need more practice.
Soccer 22.
You need to stop watching skills and start playing with that swollen hand, bro.
Hey, what does that mean, bucko?
Hey, what'd I say? Hey,
nah, I learned everything from him, bro.
Mr. 18, can we call you that?
Wait, we're talking about me?
Yeah, yeah. Mr. 18, because you're ranked 18th.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Hey, so anyway, Jay, this is the way it works, bro. So you got to stay like 120 in your region to make qualifiers, and then you go play qualifiers, and then you try to go to an event. So you'll try to go to an event.
One goes against 120, two goes against 119, stuff like that, you know?
Yeah,
okay.
So yeah,
your rating qualifiers goes up. Qualifiers are just to clarify this. They're usually you're in your own setup, right? And then that will then take you to the tournament later on if there's no COVID restrictions.
So what I heard this year, one on ones is just gonna be from your own setup, like the whole tournament. Like they're not doing those where like they flew you out anymore.
Oh,
they're like
done?
Doing that only for 2v2s.
Oh, there's no 1v1.
Yeah, they're still there, but there's not like they're not gonna fly you out stuff like that. From what I heard.
So the way, if you guys don't know, the way I met Kim Amito was in FIFA 17, I qualified for an event and I flew down to Miami.
Tell him about the match. And you got messed, bro.
And me and him played against each other and he shot long shots like we were playing FIFA. Yo, he was living in the future. He was playing FIFA 19 before we even knew that shit existed. That's what FIFA 17.
He was just finessing from distance, bro.
Stop. Anyways, I got down and he started hitting long shots. And I said, damn, are we playing soccer 17? What's going on here? I didn't even know this was going to win. And then I ended up losing and then we became friends because I cried on his shoulder, right? That's pretty much what happened. I actually became really cool with Kid because of his brother.
Yeah.
His brother came up to me, Vic. Shout out to Vic. He's the GOAT. He came up. He's like, yo. And he started telling me like how he watched the videos and stuff. I was like, oh, that's lit. And then, And then I hung out with Kid.
Kid might have been a little bit nervous to come up to you.
Nah, he was playing. He was playing when I talked to Vic. And then I went up to him. Yeah, and then we started chatting. Who won that event? It was a Brazilian, right?
Yeah, Rafifa.
Yeah, gracias a Gio, so do Brasil, boy. So, all right. So that's how the pro scene works. Now we called everybody up on the pro scene, and now we got to go and ask a pro. How do you like the game?
Do I give a rating or what do you
want? Yeah, rate out of 10.
This game's a solid 3.
A solid 3.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
It's too random, bro. Like,
I agree.
I'll compare it to FIFA 17 because I had the exact same feature. Second man press. You guys remember that, yeah?
Yeah.
So, second man press in this game, bro, it literally tackles for you. The AI will go up to the person and take away the ball. That should never happen. FIFA 17, you second man press, the AI will stay in front, but he'll never tackle.
You would have to switch it and then tackle
to be able to get the ball back.
To get the ball. Yeah. Now the game literally...
It will literally take away the ball.
Yeah. So here's what I try to explain, and this is why I talk to everybody watching live. No, this is not Vic Starr's brother. His brother's name is Vic. That's why I said it's Vic. let me explain this to you, right? So my thing with FIFA's right now, and you can give me an L if you want to give me an L. Mm-hmm. The reason the patch was okay in the beginning, if they would have just nerfed, if the game was the way it was now, but they kept long shots, we'd have a good game, right? Because let me explain the situation here. A FIFA that's good has to have something broken offensively, right? Okay, FIFA 17 was good because of why? Because low driven and the crab walk.
Yes.
Remember the crab walk? FIFA 18 was good because I had low driven finesses and a little bit of crab walking. Good game. FIFA 19 was decent because you could pop long shots to stop people from parking the bus, but it was still a broken offensive mechanic.
Yes. Right?
FIFA 20, broken offensive mechanic. Can you remember one? Because the most broken thing in that game was park the bus. Drag back, but that wasn't broken enough to break
down. Wasn't that La Corqueta season two when he was like...
That was 19. 19 was
19 La Corqueta. 19 had a lot, bro. 19, yeah.
Had, 19 had the El Tornadoes.
Long shots.
Right? So everything in that game made sense. We go into 21. What was broken? Skill moves. Intel.
Directional nugget.
Until they nerfed it. Until they nerfed it. Now that game became bad. I actually think 21, the beginning was dope because you had the bridge, the nutmeg, the skill moves, the step overs. Then they started slowly patching everything and it went to shit. We get to 22. We got the long shots and we're like, all right, the park the bus kids are screwed. They patched it. We're back to the park the bus kids. Why? Because we live in a generation right now where pleasing people is the most important thing in life. Not even pleasing yourself anymore, bro. We live... Like, for a content creator and even for companies, it seems like, we live as a walking fucking commercial. Mm-hmm. You have to be like this perfect human being. The truth is this, bro. Not everyone is fucking perfect.
This is the problem. And I feel like we talk about this so much on this podcast, bro. And Kid can give his two cents as well. And again, I'll take L's all day long for this, bro. I feel like... Same thing you're saying where we have to please everybody. I feel like nobody wants to try, bro. Like, I understand the game was broken when it first came out, right? Mm-hmm. And we, all of us, had the game a little bit earlier than the actual full release, right? Let's be real. So we got a little bit longer on the game. So the problem is it's now been 25 days since this game has been released. Yeah. The gameplay has now changed two different times. Yeah. No one knew the tactics when the game first came out, right? Everybody was just playing random shit, trying to figure things out, figure out what formations, what players work. All of a sudden, it's been patched. We're right back to 20.
Yep.
We're right back. I'm going to be honest with you, man. This feels like 20 3.0 to me. This doesn't even feel like 21. It feels like fucking 20.
There's potential if they do the right patches. I think there's potential in this game. I think the foundation is there. Right, for this game. And I kept saying that from the beginning of the game. I think the foundation is there, but I said it when they nerfed finesse shots, this game would become a massive problem. Look, In the Box had to be nerfed, right? I think In the Box is good now, right, Kid? What'd you say?
It's still some moments, but it's pretty good. I like it.
In the Box is better. They nerfed the long shots. I think what EA has done with the foundation is a W. And we'll switch the conversation to this next conversation, right? And the conversation is this. There is no mode in this game anymore that is like super duper enjoyable. Weekend League was that, but I get why they nerfed Weekend League, because Weekend League was probably the most toxic I've ever seen the FIFA community. Would y'all agree?
I actually think people enjoy Weekend League more now. Like I say, like people like me and you that wanted top 100, that, you know, that's what we wanted. Obviously we don't have that no more. So we don't, you know, I still enjoy playing it. Cause I mean, I just enjoy playing FIFA, you know, even if the game sucks, you know what I'm trying to get at. We don't have anything to strive for.
Yeah,
but there's also no stress, really. Like, let's be real. I think because of since 4 years? Is it four? I can't do math, bro. Since Foot Champs came out 4 or 5 years, it's been, and again, you guys are different than me. I was stressing in my games. I'd get nervous at my games and I lose some games here and there because of you know, playing too fast or playing whatever. But that for me now is completely gone, bro. I play Weekend League and it's like, it is what divisions used to be for me. I just go in to play games.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it just to do it because, number one, I don't have to go play the sweaty ass dudes in the higher divisions. Let's be real. I can potentially get somebody that's not so good in Weekend League.
Yeah. So my thing about Weekend League is, yes, I'm sad it's gone because striving to get that 30-0, like last year only doing 29-1, I was mad at myself. I just couldn't get the 30-0 to save my life, but I got the 29-1, right? And that was my purpose to play Weekend League. I don't really have that no more. You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, I like it because I think for my viewers, right, this shouldn't be their job. It's not their job. They just want to play a video game. And I think FIFA's slowly going back to what it was. And it's going to be an adjusting period for us for a while. For the next couple years, we're going to adjust because we know what we... It's like when you know, you have a girlfriend. And let's say you guys make love, right? And then she stops letting you make love. It sucks.
I thought you were going somewhere else, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now you're like, damn, I can't make love. And now you're like without it for a couple weeks, right? So what
damn,
I'm trying to
explain. She's holding out, bro. So that's crazy. Yeah, she's holding out.
So listen to what I'm trying to explain to you. You know what that feeling is of weekend league, and now it's gone. So for a while, it's going to take a while for you to adjust to what the game is. We're back to old FIFAs, where like you get on and play if you want, or you don't get on. And this is what FIFA used to always be. We're spoiled in that sense, right? Like when I came up, FIFA 15, 14, there wasn't shit to do except, kid, what'd you used to do? Get on and play your friends.
That's all you could really do. Like,
yeah.
Like there's back nothing. Then, was it just tournaments, right? But they gave you like 3K coins for winning one. It's like, bro, it's useless. Like,
yeah, so you just played your friends. You play your homies, beat them. They get mad. Y'all want to fight each other. You move on, do the same thing tomorrow. Yeah. That's exactly what FIFA was. And that's what gaming was back then. We're going back to that. But when they take away what it was, it's hard to adjust to what it is now. At least for me. I'm going through this process of like, man, like, bro, I finished Weekend League on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Finished mine Saturday.
You just play it in one day, right? Like one day you just play it real quick and you move on. It's one of those things where it's like, it's dope, but.
Do you guys also qualify for the following one? Because I literally finished my games on Saturday, qualify for the next one. And then in 2 days, I do all the so quote unquote content that the game has to offer
but
right now.
Let me ask you a question. Is that a W or no? Because EA Sports.
For normal people, yes, 100% it's a W in my opinion. Yes. But for people like content creators and pros, and I don't even know if pros, like, do pros even care? Like, do you care there's not a lot of content, kid? Like, honestly.
Not really. I told you, but not really. Like,
you just want to play games when you want to play, right?
My team gives me money, so I have, like, a stacked squad. So, like, I just, all these cards that release, like, people get excited for the objective. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm never going to fit in my team.
You have the best team in the game, right?
Yeah, like, and that's another thing that me and your brother talked about the other day in Discord, like, team-related-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, like, people think having the big team is fun. It's actually not even fun, bro. It's just like, it's you garbage. Just run with the same players all year.
It's garbage.
And you have to. Now you're going to be at disadvantage. But like, other years, like, I was telling your brother, FIFA 17, I qualified with Martial. Like, he was an 82 rated. Like, it was a shit team. Eriksen, stuff like that, bro.
Bro, I qualified with Walcott. I made the Vancouver tournament.
It was variety, bro. It was a lot of variety.
I made the Vancouver tournament. I couldn't go because I had bronchitis. I made that shit with Walcott and Sonny Boy. And was it Smaldini?
It might have been.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I made it with Walcott, Smaldini, and Son. And I was in Discord that day, and I sold all my icons, right? And I was sitting there looking at my team, and I told Kid, I was like, bro, I'm so fucking sick of using these dumb players. It's the same players every single game, bro. You use Mbappe, you use Messi, you use this guy, and then if you say Messi sucks, the Messi fan goes, you're fucking canceled. You can't say Messi sucks in a virtual video game.
Do you know what I think the downfall to FIFA over the years has been? Not even like the gameplay has been the downfall for real, but I think the biggest problem, or maybe it's the enjoyment of finding that special, like the gem, right? Like you used to love that Walcott in 17. There was other cards that people like the variety, right? You can show up with a different team. And now it's just too meta nowadays, bro. It's too fucking meta.
They've done three good things this year. Fofana's sick and he's a low rated. Fakir is the biggest dog shit card I've ever seen in my life. Next person tell me that fucking card is good.
Hey,
man.
That motherfucker goated, bro.
What?
No. Goated, bro. Listen, 4-2-2, put him at striker. GG, bitch. I went dude, I went 5-5. I was getting fucking smacked. 4-2-2, hey, Fakir up top. Boom, didn't lose a game.
I hope you get canceled.
Jay, don't bring up 4-2-2 around.
4-2-2,
hey,
bro.
Listen, 4-2. Hey, I'm telling you something.
Formation in any FIFA.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna keep a stack with you. I'm not even capping. I'm a full stack. You know all these YouTube boxing events?
Yeah.
If they line me up to fight somebody who says like 4-2-2 again,
right now,
I'm fucking boxing, bro. You ain't gotta pay me. Just put somebody.
Let's go.
4-2-2, bitch. Put me in the ring with him. I'm going full Satan, bro. I'm breaking someone's head, bro. Then you put me in the ring with somebody who does. I hate 4-2-2 and keeps it in Discord. 4-2-2 so good. 4-2-3-1 needs to be nerfed. What are you talking about? 4-2-2 so broken, bro. Listen.
It's so broken, listen, bro.
Fofana's a dope card. Chua Mané is a dope card. So there's a lot of low rated cards.
Chua
Mané? Nah, Chua Mané.
Oh, I thought you said Chua Mané, bro. That's crazy.
You just said you want to chew on my nuts?
No, that's what I thought you said, bro. Relax. No,
I said chew on my nuts.
I said you said chew on my nads.
Nah,
never mind, bro. That's tough, bro.
Anyway, who else is out there, kid? That's dope. I'm trying to think. Fakir's ass.
Overrated.
Fakir is good.
Renato Sanchez, dope.
Yes.
I would say like this year at least, like big strikers actually feel like playable. Like yeah. Benzema, bro. People might laugh at me right now. I'm a pro and I struggle sometimes against Benzema, bro. I don't know why.
He's player of the month?
Yeah. Either one, bro. Like this guy out of nowhere just fucking turns on the Jets and he has like fucking 99 pace on me. Like, I don't know.
You know what sucks is I tried that card. He's fucking ass Fakir better. Nah, and then Benzema will dick on me in the weekend league, bro. Nah, he's crazy.
Nah. You want to know who the most broken, annoying card is to play against? Koulibaly's bitch ass.
Nah, I can't get by.
I can't stand Koulibaly, bro. When I see Koulibaly, I'm like, oh, hell nah, this game, I lost.
That Koulibaly, yeah, I agree.
And then, you know what the worst is? When you run Koulibaly with 4-2-2, I'd have beat the shit out you. Hey, listen. Hey, but nah. To this next point, I don't know if you guys have noticed it, right? But I think the problem with the gameplay is this. I do believe this, man. EA Sports, if you listen to this, I want you to know that we're not hating. We're trying to give you some tips to let you know that your community doesn't want to play park the bus, bro. The natural back line.
The natural drawback is horrible.
Yes. Have you noticed that?
Like, yes.
If someone has the ball in your half and you're on 50 depth, you just balanced everything. You haven't touched any custom tactics. You haven't put stay back while attacking, nothing. If you look at where the back line stands, they're high-fiving your goalie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
I was going to ask Kid this even before this podcast because he's usually in my stream late at night.
Yeah.
And so I've been knowing, like, especially last night, for example, the natural dropback is a thing, right? And plus, you don't play 4-2-2. You know what I mean? The GOAT over here plays 4-2-2.
Yeah,
so,
the GOAT with the broken hand.
Listen, so, like, it's the natural dropback, and I've noticed that the center backs, for some reason in this game, want to keep, no matter what, bro, they want to keep that striker on your the opponent's striker on side no matter what.
My center back, that.
I'm on fucking 60 depth, bro. My center back will go inside of my net and keep the damn striker on side. I can't understand what it is. I've even thought about, I was talking to my stream of maybe trying, there's that new step up instruction on the thing. I was gonna ask Kid if you've tried it.
Have you tried it?
Don't do it. Nah, bro, don't do that.
No, because to, like, bro, it's just like, whoa.
Hey, have you noticed that, kid, where like you're, let's say you have Conde, he'll just follow Benzema all the way until he gets, you notice that, right?
Yeah, so what I do to negate it, I always control that center back and I bring him up myself all the time. Yeah,
you have
like to. You just have to switch into him no matter what and just bring him up. There's nothing else.
It's a problem.
Because what people usually do when that happens, like literally everyone that I play, even in Elite Division, they just send that over the top. So as soon as you step up, he's offside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's all you have to do, just step up.
Well, the other question I was going to ask you, and this is literally what I was going to ask you, can you use the offside trap? Have you tried it? Does the offside trap work on it? No?
I personally don't like doing it, but I've seen a bunch of people spamming against me, and that's just the most annoying thing ever. I was telling your brother, I don't know if it's broken, but I don't know how that shit's never gotten nerfed. Like, it's just, that needs to get nerfed. It needs a timer.
Yeah, I've been second man pressing my whole life, man, and I just don't understand how second man press is this strong. But nah, to the line being that far, I think is a problem. What year was it? Because this is when it became a problem. EA, let me tell you, because I think you don't know how to do, like, I think you're missing your coding. So let me quickly tell you when you made the mistake of this game being broken with the line being too deep. There was a patch you put out to stop the over the top off a kickoff. You want to stop kickoff goals. This was about FIFA 18 or 19. I can't remember what FIFA it was. 18. And they dropped 18. Thank you. Yeah. They dropped a patch that changed the game for the back line to naturally sit deeper so there was no more kickoff goals. And since that patch, the game has never been the same. All because of trying to stop kickoff, which they've never stopped. And that's facts. That's that. If you guys think back to when this natural line has been this deep, it's from that patch, bro. And again, people can say whatever they want. This game, copy and paste code over and over and over and over.
Of course.
And I don't think they realize that the back line is that deep because they put that there to stop kickoff. Because the back line is sitting way too far back. And guess what? Kickoff is still broken.
Oh, dude, I was going to say if you didn't, I don't know if you guys have noticed it, or maybe I'm just bad, bro. fucking my players don't move, bro. Like off kickoff, they just like
even you can't player switch either, bro. Like
you can't do nothing. Like you're literally sitting there and then dude, in opportunities. I'm not gonna be like, if you're not paying attention and you're not quick enough with it, somebody will just run by your whole damn team. And it's like, why are my players not moving to stop kickoff, but you're allowing kickoff? It's I just not to throw shade or talk shit, bro. I just don't think they know how to fix it is the problem. I'm going to be real with you. I don't think they know.
I think they do, Jay. But again, I started this conversation by saying we're living a generation of cancel culture and of giving everyone the easiest route in life. I'm going to keep it a stack with everybody listening. Life's not easy, man. It ain't never going to be easy. Life is hard as shit, bro. And you have to go through shit in life. And the people that succeed the most are the people that don't give up. You know what I mean? But nowadays, we just want to fix everyone's...
Except for Kid doesn't play games.
But yeah, he's got... He's still like, good. He's like Messi, bro. He's God-gifted, bro. He just has a talent. You have to fight for what you want, bro. Not everything has to be handed. Nowadays, we're handing... You know, like stuff to everyone so they can be good, bro. If I get on Fortnite right now, I'm not killing nobody. So why the hell is someone getting on FIFA and giving a pro a game? That's just not real, bro. That's not just because you bought the game doesn't mean that you should automatically know how to play the game. You know what I'm saying? That there's a level, but I get it. It's E for everyone. They're trying to make it, you know, fun for everyone. They don't want people getting beat one time and never trying the game again. But, you know what I'm saying? But the truth is this. My cousin doesn't really play FIFA. He used to be a big FIFA head. He used to play my players with me. And I talked to him recently. He bought FIFA. It's too hard for him. He can't, dude. He can't play the game. He legitimately can't play the game. He's like, bro, I don't understand it. I'm like, listen, you have to put these tactics, these instructions. He can't play the game. He can't score on people. You understand? And I think that's what EA doesn't understand, bro, is that it's too hard to score a goal in this video game. And they think that they're making it easier for casual players. But the truth is this, it's harder for casual players. If you're not someone who's played the last like couple years of FIFA, you're not going to know how to score a fucking goal. Do you know why? Because people who watch football know this. Run down the wing, send a cross in and shoot it. Head it, right? Mm-hmm. But guess what? You can't head in this game because the ball hits the corner flag. Am I lying?
No, you're not. I was also talking about this in my stream. I think Ken might have been there for the conversation. I think it's gotten to a point as well. It's kind of... Well, you and content and me and whoever makes content on this game, content creators are the problem, right? So everybody now, I think with any video game, not just FIFA, but I think with FIFA even more, first thing people probably do is they download their game. They see what packs they gotten from the year previous. Then they go look up what's the best tactics and formation in FIFA 22.
I definitely think
then they copy that shit. And then everybody's playing that now. If our cousin goes out and buys a game that doesn't sit there on YouTube and just plays the game, he's like, oh, let me fucking try Ultimate Team. Goes into Ultimate Team.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, what is this? It's tough, bro. If you haven't been playing, and especially if you're not watching, you know, the content creators putting out that information, it's almost impossible for you to understand this game.
Yeah. Kid, your homies, can they play good still?
Yeah, bro, they text me all the time saying that they're about to quit the game already. Like, they this early right? on. And See? They're hardcores. And you're talking about Elite One players, too. Like, they just tell me I don't enjoy the game. Like, it's just too much now.
It's too hard, bro. The game is too hard. People don't understand, bro. Like, this game is too difficult, but they think they're making it easier by AIs being this strong. It's too fucking hard, bro. Like, yo, I'm a grown ass man. I know how to play this game. I never hype myself up because I'm shit at this game. But I've accomplished shit on this fucking game. Kid, Kid, this game is fucking hard, bro.
It is.
It's hard.
In my opinion, it's too defensive based. It's not fun. Like, I just, bro, you can't. Put a 90, like, you know what I mean? You can't simulate a match, like a whole 90-minute match into a 6-minute match where you have to break down fucking drop back and fucking solve a Rubik's Cube to fucking score. It doesn't work like that, bro. It should never be like that. It's stupid.
Yeah, listen, I play it because I love football, but my biggest thing is this. People tell me all the time, oh, but skills, it's realistic. Listen, when's the last time when's the last time you saw Rio go on Instagram super happy because a player was signing for United? Oh, let me remind you, it's when Cristiano Ronaldo was signing there, not when a fucking center back signs there. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody pulls up to Old Trafford or Stamford Bridge.
Yes, they do.
Or
they
to pull watch up a defensive for that masterpiece. Nobody does that, bro. We want to see goals, bro.
What do you mean?
That's what football is, bro.
They want to watch Maguire, bro. That defensive beast, bro. What do you mean, man?
I think I have the clip, bro. Like, whoever wants to say this shit's realistic. I had Klosterman score a fucking scorpion kick on me in fucking week, like 2 weeks ago.
I actually saw that clip. I actually saw it.
No, don't tell me this shit's realistic.
I saw it, man. Hey, listen, we're not going to bash the game no more. We're going to move on to a quick topic. Then I want to talk about my trip down to Texas because I hung out with Complexity. It was a good time, man. Kids out in Texas. So he's from Texas, but his blood is Chicago.
Yeah, it's running. What color are they? Is it
they're
blue, red?
They're red. None of them.
Oh, I was thinking Bears, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so he runs Chicago, man. But the name FIFA, to everyone listening back at home, I'll quickly explain this because a lot of people are confused. Remember, if you're listening on Apple Music and Spotify, show us some love. Also, show us some love to our awesome sponsor today, IP Vanish, man. VPN. I want to VPN. Say that properly. Dopest VPN out there, man. Make sure to check them out. It's IPVanish.com/stick. But the name FIFA, all right? I said this on my stream yesterday. I'll say it again and again. Mm-hmm. I can get canceled for this shit. FIFA is the most money-hungry, greedy company I've ever seen in my life. And EA Sports is money-hungry, too. Don't get it twisted.
The difference is here.
FIFA, I've noticed four things lately. And you're going to have to say free J and free kid because I'm going to talk for a second. First thing, the Brazil World Cup game out, they build up walls to not show the ghettos in Brazil. They didn't want to show people the real country. They didn't want to show people the problems in that country. So they put up walls to hide the ghettos. That was FIFA. Then they put a Qatar World Cup because of money in the middle of the winter. That makes no sense. Now they pulled a thing on EA Sports. They want $1 billion for the name. And then they changed the World Cup to every 2 years, treating these players like they're circus animals. Hey. All right. This is a money hungry, grabbing organization. Now, does EA want money? 100%. A company wants money, period. But I go with EA on this one. I wouldn't give them the money. Their game is big enough. Their game is massive. They don't need the name FIFA anymore. Let me explain. A lot of kids out there don't understand what's happening, so let me quickly explain. Kanye West had a shoe called the Yeezys, and Nike wouldn't produce the game. Nike wouldn't, like, you know, produce it properly, so he took it to Adidas. But he needed people to produce his product. EA Sports has the product. It's already produced. They just put FIFA on the name and had the World Cup.
They pay for the licensing.
That's it. Just the name and the World Cup. So EA's FIFA never found a company to make them a football game. Right. It was the other way around. EA Sports made a football game and went to FIFA. So nothing's going to change except for if EA loses licenses with leagues. But suppose they're locked up with the Premier League and they're locked up with other leagues. So don't freak out. The name's going to change to Soccer 23 or
it's going to be like Football 23 or something, bro.
Yeah. And but it'll be the same, bro. It'll be the same game. They might lose a couple sales because people don't know what it's called. It won't be called Football 23 because if you live in America, if you walk into
I think it's going to be two separate names. I think in the States and maybe in Australia, soccer.
They already trademarked EA Sports FC. So it's probably going to be called FC 23.
Maybe something like that.
Be called FC 23. I personally think it should be called Foot 23 and then just call it Football United Together. Abbreviation. Something weird like that.
But they can do Football Ultimate Team. Just keep it the same thing.
Well, I mean, but Ultimate Team, then people won't think career mode's there. You know what I'm
saying?
So you abbreviate it. That's not the name I would go with, but like Football United Together. It's nice. It fits the cancel culture. Everything is beautiful. You know what I mean? Makes people happy. You roll with it and you put
the thing,
for 23.
The thing is this too, though, right? Like, we don't know. We know what FIFA themselves. I'm not defending either one here because we all know the corruption in these. Like with the nowadays, bro. Like we knew there was corruption in these big organizations.
Yeah.
But now with social media, bro, it's out for everybody to see, right? The dirty laundry is there. You can just, all you have to do is look and you see it.
Yeah.
The thing is this as well is we don't know if EA is doing it with them for them to be exclusive for you. Because like what they're trying to say too is they want to be able to give the name to other companies as well, right? But EA wants the exclusive name just for themselves. So FIFA's going and saying it's a billion.
Name a company who can pay for the name FIFA at a billion. It ain't Pez. Have you seen their game? Messi's face is like stretched out like it's Halloween.
Well, no, but you know what's going to happen, though. And this is just me.
They're
going
to sell their name cheaper to somebody else.
Hell yeah.
But just, who can make Ultimate Team better? Him. That's why I keep trying to tell people, right? The World of Warcraft is the biggest MMO of all time. I come from a game called UO, but I played World of Warcraft. But yeah. You don't have to make a World of Warcraft. You got to make something better than World of Warcraft to take them over as MMO. Someone doesn't have to make a good football game. They got to make a good football game with better modes than what EA has. That's the problem, bro. They have Ultimate Team so locked up that I don't know. Like, I don't really see anything happening. But anyways,
continue to play EA Sports FC Kim Amito. Will you be the new pro for whatever the hell the game is going to be called? You still going to be playing FIFA, bro? That's what I'm asking you. When the new game comes out.
Nah, bro, because FIFA won't exist.
Yeah. Oh, so that's crazy right now.
Nah, because, hey, I would play any football game. I tried. I used to be a hardcore Pez player, and I still was. I used to play it on. I played it on stream this summer. I liked Pez. FIFA
was that? What was Pez called back? It was like winning something.
Pro Evolution Soccer.
No, but like after, was it? I want to say
there was one called there was one called Winning 11. I don't know how it went down. There was Winning 11. There was Pro Evolution Soccer. There was a couple. I'm pretty sure that wasn't there a Pro Evolution Soccer.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like 08 was actually pretty goated. I used to play that one.
06 was supposedly they were better than I always played FIFA, but supposedly, I think 06 was right here Pro Evolution Soccer.
Whoa, oh, Jay.
Never played any of that shit.
Oh, yeah. What was Pro Evolution Soccer here? Okay, so I think Winning 11 was the name of it in Europe, and here it was called Pro Evolution Soccer. That's what it was.
That's what I thought. That's what I was saying earlier. Like, if EA doesn't get with FIFA, they would do soccer here and a different name there.
Oh my God, we're so stupid. Pez, Pro Evolution Soccer.
Pez. That's what it stands for, bro.
And then, huh?
Now, I was going to tell Jay about my experience with eFootball like a week ago.
Oh, tell us.
It was amazing. I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, it's actually a really good game.
He's lying.
Man, you lying ass.
He's lying.
I can invite you whenever you want to play, bro. We could try it out.
Yo, how's the animations? I like the animation's good?
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, he's let's lying, play one.
Well, I tried doing a step over with Messi. He fell over.
We're getting canceled by the Messi fans for that one.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man. So I go to Texas, man. I go to Texas. Kid was going to come meet up, but I didn't have like a lot of time out there. We'll talk some IRL stuff before.
I'm not going to lie, man.
Yeah.
There's a picture floating around.
Oh, my God. I was so drunk.
Listen, there's a picture floating around and you were with Castro.
I'm so drunk.
And listen, I don't know who took the picture and who decided to post it.
Yeah.
But just go look at the background, and I want to know what bar you were at because I'm trying to go next time I go. All
right,
that's all I'm saying. All
right, so there's butt cheeks in the back. You know who took that picture? PETA.
Stop playing with me right now.
that's Castro. Castro's girl took the picture. And you know what she said? I was drunk, but I remember this. She goes, oh, no. And she said, yeah. She handed it to Castro. She goes, there's a big ass in the back. And Castro's like, oh, I think we're going to post this one. And I was like, yo, why would you think that's a good idea? But nah, it was lit, man. So anyways, I go out to Texas to hang out with
Complexity. It was on purpose then.
Well, yeah, it wasn't on purpose. The butt cheek was just in the back, and you kind of just let it fly.
I need to go there one of these days. That's all I'm saying.
So I'm going to tell you about it. So I went to Texas. You know what I'm saying? If you guys don't know, Complexity is with the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, we're hanging like that's right beside the Dallas Cowboys place. That's called the Star right there. Jerry Jones built that all up. Kid, you've been there. Yeah. So Jerry Jones built this thing up, right? And it's like, man, kid, how do you explain this area to someone who's never been?
Bro, I can't even explain to myself right now. It was like
an outside mall, like an outside mall full of bars, though.
Yeah, but then maybe I was drunk, bro. But like, I remember there was like a pitch too, like right there in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. There's a football field. Everyone's out there. Like you're drinking at the club, and you look outside at 1 a.m, and there's just people out there throwing the football, playing soccer. Like everyone is just having a vibe. There's a huge, big screen. Like the Cowboys are going, and Castro was like, "Hey, yo, check out this picture." He was showing me a picture. I was on that big screen. He was like, I was eating, and your face was up there. I was like, "What?" He was like, "Yeah, there's like it's nuts, bro. It's like this whole like." Cowboy City, and then at that bar.
So you're like famous in Texas.
Nah, chill. I ain't no famous. So anyways, we go to that bar, and I'm sitting there with my managers eating and drinking, and Ray's there, and his wives are there. And then Castro came at night. At night, it turns into like that bar area. I just got to explain this to people. So that girl that was in like that thong or underwears, or what is that? That's thong, right? Pajamas?
I wasn't there, bro. You were the one there. I was trying to find out where you were.
Did y'all see the picture?
I saw the picture, bro. It's like some like romper, some, I don't know, some.
Kid, is that thong?
Some shorts that were pushed up way too much.
I haven't even seen the picture.
Bro, okay, you got to see the picture. It's a really good picture.
I'm not going to lie. I set you up for that one because now we know that you know that there was a thong there. So you looked at the butt cheeks.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if you know, but that was actually Castro's ass off the reflection of the window.
Oh my God, stop playing right now. No, I'm leaving. I quit.
Nah, I'm kidding. Nah, so anyways, man, they at 10 o'clock it flips and they put like these high socks on and like they have like this whole like football like type thing that they're rocking. You know what I'm saying? So we weren't, people keep
American
thinking,
football
like,
or like,
yeah, American yeah, football. Yeah. People keep thinking that like, we were in like this place, but we were there with our wives and stuff. We were drinking and playing Jenga. Is that what it's called?
Jenga's the thing with the blocks.
Yeah, the one you pushed, right?
Have you ever played that one, kid, when you're drunk?
Bro, that shit is fun.
Yo, that's a vibe, man. Yeah. It's there's like these big blocks. They had big blocks though. These things were huge. We were outside and stuff. Anyways, so we go to eat barbecue. This is what I wanted to talk about. That's why I brought up Texas. Okay, what's up with y'all's barbecue? Y'all built different out there.
Bro, they fucking, I can't even eat all that shit, man. They put so much on that shit, bro. They want you to gain like 80 pounds in one go.
So I
fit in just fine then. Is that what you're saying?
Dude, I don't know if it's called Hard Eight or it was another place. I don't know. I don't know if these places like chains in Texas. But we walk in, right? And it's me, my girl, my two managers, and their wives, right? So we walk in. And they're like, oh, you know, they order barbecue. It's like a bunch of stuff on a plate. You just keep adding the meat on top. And they're like, all right, you have sides. Jay, their sides are like, you remember those the big gulps from 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
And then they just grab mac and cheese and they just start filling up this cup. And I'm like, I'm staring at this. And I'm like, bro, they are built different on this side. Dude, they like, you don't understand the sides. Like, I don't know. Kid, what are you saying, bro? Like,
they say everything is bigger in Texas. Is that true, kid?
Hell yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about, but yeah. Anyways, man, Texas was a vibe. So I didn't get to hang out with Kid. Every time I go to Texas, we get to hang out. Kid, we didn't get to hang out this time.
Hey, we were there for like 2 days, though.
Nah, I was there.
Bro, don't worry about it. I didn't even know he was leaving until the day he was leaving. I found out on his stream the night before.
Me neither.
He was like, hey. I was sitting there. I was watching his stream because I was trying to figure out FIFA, you know, being mad at myself because I'm ass. I'm watching his stream and he's like, going to Texas. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Could have told me.
Same. My manager called me and said, hey, man, you go to Texas in like 2 days. I'm like, all right, I'll be there. And I got off the phone. That's how it works, man. Man, it was a vibe. Big shout out to Complexity, man. What a time. I love Texas, man. You got, kid, Texas is good, man.
Told you. I don't know. Like, even Frisco, bro, that's where you were at, right?
Yeah, Frisco's
like, Frisco's really nice, bro.
Yeah. And Jay, you can get like a nice house for like $200,000-$300,000. Dude,
literally before the stream went live, we were talking about it. And I was like, bro, I want to go and see Texas. He's like, I've been trying to tell you to come down here for the longest time. So
yeah
I definitely want to see it. Especially I got to go check out those places you went to, bro. Cause it's a vibe for sure. Yeah,
it's a vibe down there. Before we end this podcast, and I know we talked a lot of FIFA and just our opinions. At the end of the day, I'm gonna keep playing FIFA. I'm gonna keep making content on FIFA because I love football. You know what I mean? I love watching teams lose 5-0. I think that's real funny to watch that. I think it's good to watch players that once upon a time were GOATs and they're not no more because they haven't scored in two games.
That's crazy.
You see where football's at now, bro? One team loses 5-0, they're bullied for a week. We're in cancel culture, but we just bully each other.
Like, you know what's crazy?
Messi hasn't scored in a month. People are like, oh God, he sucks. It's brutal.
Right, you can bully. They like to bully, but if you say something to them, it's like, oh my God.
It's just the internet this nowadays. Kid, your story to end off the podcast.
Are you sure?
Yeah, now we gotta have this story, man.
All right, Sunday night football, yeah? I went to my boy's house. We're drinking. We're having a couple of beers.
Okay.
And then he's like, yo, bro, I got some dope suits. Like, me and my girl bought these suits. And I was like, all right, let me see them. So this guy has a fucking rooster suit, right? Like a big-ass inflated rooster suit. And I'm
like,
bro,
Halloween or
Yeah, Halloween.
Oh, for Halloween. Okay.
Party. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, yo, that's kind of dope, bro. And again, dude, when I'm drinking, I'm already a dumbass. So when I'm drinking, it's on top. So they bring out the cow suit. And I'm like, yo, bro, I get in this fucking cow suit. But it turns out the cow suit, you can't see shit. It doesn't have people.
Hold up, bro. You put on a suit that doesn't have, like,
bro, no, they didn't tell me. They didn't tell. And then you can't take this. So the rooster suit has a zipper in the front. You could take it off yourself. The cow suit has a zipper in the back, bro. I can't reach over and take it off. Your fucking hands are like, you know, you can't, bro.
So is it a full body suit, like hands and everything?
Everything. So I put this shit on and we go outside, bro. And we're like, yo, let's race in them. I can't see, you know? So I guess I was facing the wrong direction. Just as soon as they said go, bro, I ran into the fucking railing head on. And I hit my fucking chin, bro. And I fell on my hand. And I was telling you, brother, bro, I my hand fucking hurts.
Who races? Who thinks they're the Olympics when you
get one, bro? Your friends are assholes for letting you face that way in the first place. Number two, bro, how? Like, how did you not put, like, who? Let's go race, bro, but I can't see.
Dude, that's a good story, bro. That's a good story. I love it, yo.
All I'm gonna say, I'm glad that shit hit my chin because I have a beard and you can't. Bro, this shit is probably like fucking British.
Bruce? Hey.
Yeah.
When he gets in Discord at night, he's like, yo, Skills, I'm like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, hey, you think I got a concussion? me and Laker in Discord trying to evaluate this man. Can you see two fingers? How are your eyes? Hey, that's one of those stories where you know you had a good night, bro. You put on a rooster suit, you run in a straight line, you hit a railing, you wake up in the morning like, oh, damn, this is bad. You know that's my biggest fear, dude, to break one of my hands because of what I do.
I don't think I broke it, though. It just hurts, though.
Yeah,
that's crazy, go, man. Dude, I'm going to be real, man. If somebody recorded it, I need to see footage. That's all I'm saying, bro.
He has a video, bro.
You have a video?
Yeah.
It's cool setting. I want to see that shit.
It's not going to be released to the public, man.
It can't, bro.
It can't be released.
No, but you can send it to me. I want to see that shit.
Oh, man. What an episode. Guys, we have a lot of dope episodes coming. We're talking to a lot of cool guests, a lot of amazing guests. None will live up to the GOAT himself. Kim Amito. Man, that beard is going, bucko.
I told you, same. Bro.
It is coming out.
I told you.
Hey, that's a Texas thing right there.
Nah, I'm going to trim already, bro. Yeah.
Hey, guys, before we get out of here, man, I want to give a shout out to Prediction once again for another amazing episode. Justin's my manager. Thank you guys for everything you guys do behind the scenes. Both of my Justins. Do not talk to me about Kuzma and the Wizards until we win another game. And a big shout out to IP Vanish. I want to talk about that one more time. NFL season's here. We're about 7 weeks in now, 8 weeks in. We got the NBA. If you travel a lot like I do, a lot of times you can't watch games. You're restricted. Out of the area games. What do they call it? Blackouts. But this will prevent all that from happening, and you can watch your games no matter where you are. IP Vanish, the best VPN on the market, man. Go to ipvanish.com/stick. Claim your 65%. Savings. The annual plan is $44.99 for the first year with our exclusive discount. It's time to sign up right now, baby. IP Vanish is the best of the best. Even rated 4.7 out of 5 on Thrustpilot. That's with 6,000 reviews. Remember, it's ipvanish.com/stick. ipvanish.com/stick to get your deal started. Get yourself protected online because it does protect you as well. All right, VPNs protect you, and there ain't no better way than IP Vanish. Guys, did I say Trustpilot? Trustpilot, my fault. If I said that wrong, I apologize.
Trustpilot?
Trust. Did I say thrust?
Yeah, nah, I don't know.
Trust pilot.
You got something else on the mind, bro.
Nah, listen, I'm Portuguese, man. I can't read all the time. Guys, man, I want to thank everybody for watching Stick Talk. Remember, man, on here, we like to be honest. We like to speak our minds. Is FIFA 22 a terrible game? Honestly, I've seen worse, but it needs help, man. It needs a lot of help. With that being said, guys, thank y'all so much for watching this episode of Stick Talk. Kid, thank you for coming on. Congratulations on your signing with Complexity. With Chicago.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Of course. Congratulations on your teammate, Hectic Jukes.
He's built different, bro.
He is built different. I've been watching his streams at night. That guy does things different.
I agree, bro. He's my idol.
I got to find out where he got his Gap putty from. All right, guys. Hey, we love y'all so much. Thank you so much for watching. You guys are absolutely amazing. And we'll catch you in the next episode. Peace.